Shalom. Today's daf Yomi is Zivachim daf Memhei Zivachim 45. The Gemara cites a brayse on the bottom of Memhei Amud Aleph, and the brayse says, "Dam she nitma uzerako. If you have blood of a sacrifice and the blood became tamei, and then the kohen went ahead and sprinkled it on the altar, even though the kohen was not supposed to, if it happened bishogeg, if the sprinkling of the blood was done accidentally, then we say hortza, that the korban has still achieved its atonement purposes. It was still considered to be ratzon before God, beautiful offering before God, and indeed the meat is able to be eaten." That is what the brayse says. But the brayse continues, that is when do we say this, if it was done bemazed, if it was done intentionally, lo hortza, that if the blood was sprinkled intentionally when after became tamei, then we would say it has not achieved a ratzon before God, and the sages made a punitive measure that you are not able to eat the meat. However, says the brayse, b'med devar mamorim, when do we say that if it was done intentionally, it was lo hortza, and the meat cannot be eaten? That is if it is a yochid, if it is a individual offering. However, b'tzibor, however, if it is a communal offering, then we say bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid hortza, that whether it was done intentionally or accidentally, since it's a communal offering, it is still considered to be a valid offering, and the meat is permitted to be eaten. However, ube ovde kochavim, the brayse continues that if it was done with respect to the sacrifices of idolaters, then we say bein b'shogeg ubein b'mezid lo hortza, that if the blood of an offering that an idolater was bringing in the temple, if that blood became tamei, then we say that even if it was sprinkled accidentally, the offering is not valid. And the Gemara discusses what is the reason for the opinions here about the idolaters, and the Gemara cites a verse, that the verse states from Exodus chapter 28 verse 38 that the tzitz, which is what allows for the blood to be offered, which is the forehead plate, the golden forehead plate that the Kohen Gadol wears, it states in Exodus 28:38, "And shall be on the forehead of Aaron, v'nasa Aaron es avona kodashim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael, and Aaron will bear the iniquity of all the sins, l'ratzon lahem v'fnei Hashem." It should be an appeasement for them before God. And so we see from here that the verse states, lahem, for them it should be an appeasement, v'lo la'ovdei kochavim, but not for idolaters. And indeed, Rav Ashi also cites a verse that says, l'ratzon lahem, and he says language which is hard for us to understand, but he says, ovdei kochavim la'ovdei, that the idolaters don't get this merit of allowing the sacrifice to be a hartza'ah, to go up for on their behalf. That is to say, if the blood is being brought in a state of ritual impurity, this is a special merit for the Jewish people, that if the blood goes up, even for a communal offering, even in a state of ritual impurity, the tzitz that Aaron the high priest wore, and that the later high priest wore, allows it to serve as an atonement. But this dispensation doesn't apply to the offerings of idolaters. But we see from here that even idolaters were allowed to bring offerings in the temple, and for sure if people were not idolaters, they just weren't of the Jewish faith, they were allowed to bring offerings in the temple. The Or Sameach writes that when it comes to the prayers of people who are not Jewish, that since the obligation of prayer is something which is logical, that a person on their own should recognize the need to pray to God, and so therefore he writes that the Noahites, meaning to say people who are not of the Jewish faith, are also obligated in this prayer. And indeed, he cites the Rabbeinu Sadja Gaon and Rabbeinu Bechaya, two earlier, much earlier sources, who also talked about the concept of the importance of prayer, even for people not of the Jewish faith. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Shut Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Simen Chafei discusses the matter of non-Jews praying with respect to the question of whether or not there should be prayers in public schools. And even though he says that, you know, the Jews necessarily shouldn't get involved in this debate, he talks about whether or not there is an obligation of people who are not Jewish to pray. So he says, first of all, we see that we can't say it's an obligation in general for people who are not Jewish to pray, because it's not part of the seven Noahide laws. And there are seven specific laws that people who are not Jewish are obligated, and prayer is not one of them. However, he writes that even though it's not an obligation to pray, it's for sure a mitzvah for if they fulfill a good deed and they have served God if they pray. And the source for this is what it states in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. It says, "Ki beisi beis tfila yikarei l'chol amim." My house, referring to the temple, as Rashi states there, shall be a house for all of the nations to pray. And Rashi there explicitly writes, not just for the Jewish people. So the vision of Isaiah is that the temple will be a place for everybody, all the nations, to come and pray. And if there's no mitzvah for people who are not Jewish to pray, then what's the value in them coming to the temple and praying? And so for sure, it's a mitzvah for the non-Jewish nations of the world to establish prayer. On top of that, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that only refers to prayer in general, an obligation of regular prayer. But what about for when a person is in need? Here, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if a person is in need, like, for example, if they're praying for financial need or somebody is sick, about such a thing, we would say that there is an obligation for everybody of all nations and faiths to pray. And the reason is because if you're not turning to God there, and we don't see God as a source for our salvation, then it's coming to be a rejection of God. And so therefore, under those circumstances, where a person is obligated, where a person is in distress, there Rav Moshe Feinstein would say that there's an obligation even for people of the non-Jewish faith to pray to God. And so we see from here this important idea of prayer even amongst all the nations of the world.